Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is my first podcast. Please tune in. I won't keep you for long this evening. I wanted to just discuss anxiety. So anxiety is real. I'm going to just jump right into it so we don't take up too much time this evening. It's real. It is a combination of anxiety and depression, and it all starts in your head, which is your control station. And then it begins to go further into your feelings and emotion and into your body, which in turn blows up into a pretty rough feeling, which causes you to think things or think something's wrong with you or think of negative things that could happen to you and so forth. And so I wanted to just give you a few points to kind of start with if you're dealing with anxiety. The first thing is to remember that, again, it starts in your head. So when you begin to feel this way or you begin to have thoughts, I like to use a term from Joyce Meyer that says we have stinking thinking. And so what that is you're having thoughts in your head that's causing you to think negative things that have happened in the past or think negative things about what will happen to you. And most of the time you're thinking things or thinking about things that have nothing to do with anything you can control, which means you need to take those thoughts captive. Hold on to them right where they are. Don't let them go any further. Stop the thinking, retrain and reprocess your control station, and delete those thoughts, and those feelings will not arise. Now, that takes a lot of practice and work and going through the motions of anxiety. The deeper you get into it, if you get to a point where you're already having the feelings of anxiousness in the pit of your stomach or your fingers are tingly or your toes are tingly, that is usually when it's already gone past the control station and it's kind of settled in your feelings and in your body. And in your emotions. And so at that point, of course, you want to pray and get into something that helps you to relax, whether it be reading your Bible, reading your scriptures, listening to music, just anything to kind of calm you down. But again, I want to remind you that it's already past that level of being in the control station, which means that's why you're feeling the feelings that you're feeling, like I said, in the pit of your stomach or the tingly feelings in your fingers and toes. So I want to just encourage you that if you get to that point, you can also stop it then. Lay your hands on yourself and say, you know what, anxiety, I recognize you. You're here, but now you have to go. God has given us the power to speak over ourselves. Let's remind ourselves that he's given us the power, and you can do that. Touch your stomach. Touch your hand with your opposite hand. Touch your legs. Touch your feet and say, anxiety, I recognize you. You have to accept it and acknowledge it and then rebuke it. So this is all I have for you this evening. And so I wanted to just come on. Like I said, this is my first time and I wanted to not hold you for long. So please comment and let me know what you think. I will do more of this. So encourage me. Give me some feedback and some thoughts. And then I will talk to you soon. Good night.